Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you are in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hey everyone, I hope everyone is doing well today. Today we are going to talk about something that's going on with me. It's going to be fairly vulnerable, and I don't have any notes, but I feel that the Lord is leading me to share, and we'll just see where this goes. But first, I do want to say if you're new here, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. And if you are not new here, as always, thank you for coming back. I'm so blessed that you continue to come back. So what we're going to talk about today is weight and weight loss and obedience and idols and all the fun stuff, right? I guess I want to start out by saying that this has been something that has been in me for a long time. It's something I've struggled with for a long time. It's something that I've started and stopped a million times, and I'm just in a different place with it. The Lord is working in me and doing things differently, and I just feel led to share this part of my journey. I'm barely at the starting blocks. There's been a little bit of progress, but not a ton. But I also want to be real. You know, the beginning of this podcast says that I just want it to be like we're sitting on a front porch and talking like besties. And so this is how I would talk to my bestie. And these are the things that you don't necessarily want to broadcast to everybody. At the same time, I know I'm not alone. And so I'm just being obedient and sharing my story today, even though it's hard. So I want to start out by saying I was not heavy when I was little. I was very active and fairly thin. And when I got into high school, I was still fairly thin, but I thought I was not fat necessarily, but definitely fatter than my friends. I'm 5'8", 5'8 and a half, somewhere in there. I have an athletic build. And so, you know, all of my friends are like 5'3", 5'4". They weigh like 110 pounds and I weighed 145. And it was so embarrassing to me. I was in sports and, you know, we always have to do the weigh-in and pick the jerseys. And I would go do all those things. And I always had to have the bigger shirts. I hated getting on the scale because I always weighed more than them. And again, I wasn't big for my body type and my body shape. But compared to them, I was bigger. And so I always hated that. So my body issues and the way I felt about my body did start in high school. And then I met my first husband when I was 15, and we got together the summer that I turned 16. And I didn't really worry about it. I didn't worry about what I ate. I wasn't playing sports anymore, but I wasn't really putting on weight. Him and I were pretty active, fishing and hunting and doing those sort of things. So I wasn't necessarily putting on weight. And then we got married and I started having babies. And I had gained quite a bit of weight. I was definitely heavier than I had ever been after my second daughter was born. But I got into working out, and that's another thing is I've always been fairly active. Like when I was in high school, I would hit the weight room every other day. And like I said, I was in sports. And so I've always loved the physical fitness side, the gym side. I'm not necessarily a gym rat. I'd rather work out at home, but I always enjoyed that part of it. So that's probably what helped keep my weight down. But after I had my second daughter, I got into working out, and I pretty much worked out every day, like 6 days a week at least. And for whatever reason, I was 21 at the time. And so for whatever reason, I got it in my head that if I was going to work out every day, it was stupid for me to not change the way I was eating. Like, it was basically wasting my workout time if I didn't change the way I was eating. And my mom had just been diagnosed as hypoglycemic. And so I knew that she was following an eating plan that basically diabetics follow. So it's like low glycemic index foods. And I kind of, you know, got the plan that the doctor had given her to be eating things lower in sugar. And I wasn't necessarily watching carbs, but it was basically I would check the sugar in the foods and things like that. And like I would take my older daughter, who was 2 at the time, like I would take her through a McDonald's drive-thru if we were out and about, and I would just make sure that I waited to eat until we got back home. And so through the process of changing how I was eating, I made sure I only ate when I was hungry, and when I ate what I knew was enough, I would stop. And so throughout that process, I lost, I think, like 30, 35 pounds, somewhere in there, and I felt great. And then life continued to happen. My husband's work was sporadic, and you know, anytime we'd have any extra, like, that was our reward, was to be able to go out to dinner or to buy extra foods or things like that. And so the weight started coming back on, and it just felt like no matter what I did, the weight was always there. And so, like I said, I had always been interested in the working outside of weight management. But as far as the food side, like, I love sweets. I love to eat. I eat when I'm bored. I eat when I'm happy. I eat when I'm sad. I eat when I'm sick. Like, it doesn't matter what's going on. Like, food is the answer for me. So as I was trying to kind of figure out what I wanted to do, and after my first husband passed away, you know, I went through a big transition of who am I now? Like, what am I doing now? My life isn't revolving around him anymore, and I don't know who I am. And he had always made it very clear that he liked me the way I was and that I was fine, and just made me feel very comfortable and very loved and not judged at all about my weight. And then after he passed away, I actually lost 30 pounds within a month or 2 of him passing away, just because, you know, from the stress, I wasn't eating, wasn't hungry, and I felt great again. And then I married my new husband, and you know how you do, you get comfortable, and the weight just started creeping back on. And so in an effort to try to figure out how to lose that weight, I took a course through Precision Nutrition and got my certification as a nutrition coach. And I just wasn't sure how to apply it. I didn't know how to apply it to myself. I should have known how. Looking back, it's not that hard. In fact, it seems too easy, and I think that was part of the reason that I just blew it off, is because it just looked too simple and too easy. And so I went on and took another certification through Health Coach Institute, and I had to do clients, like practice coaching clients, to get my certification through there. And so I had 4 of them, and through that we coached through health coaching, but the whole time I was just like, yeah, this isn't really what I'm going to do. I'm going to do life coaching, because I love getting into mindset work, and I love the deep conversations, and I love seeing that light bulb come on when people aren't stuck in their emotions anymore. And so I had been telling all of my clients that I'm not really going to be doing this, you know, this health coaching that we're doing. I'm excited to get to the part in the certification where we do life coaching, because that's, you know, where I'm going to be going. And that's the reason I had joined Health Coach Institute, was to get the life coach certification. And so I got done with that. And I always, like, I like to talk about health topics. I like to talk about, like, holistic nutrition. And it's fascinating to me how the body can heal itself through proper nutrition. And it's so sad to me that in society today, they say that, like, 80 or 85% of our sickness is caused by our diet choices. And I'm just fascinated by that stuff. And so as I was going through all of this, I kept feeling the pull that I needed to stay with health coaching. I loved talking about it. I knew I could get people results. All 4 of my clients got results, and we did a very shortened program. And that was even very different than how I coach today. But they all got results, and I was like, wow, like, I really can do this. But at the same time, I felt like an imposter because I wasn't following it. I wasn't following it in my own life. I wasn't following my own advice and my own tips and tricks, and the weight just kept piling on. It was like once I got to a certain point, like, I would never lose and then I would gain a whole bunch more, and then I could never lose. It was like whatever spot I was at, I would just stay stuck at that spot. And once I got there, I could never go down. Like, it was just insane. And it was frustrating, and it's just, I just didn't want to deal with it. I was just so sick of constantly having to deal with this. At this point, I was probably in my mid-30s, and so I had been dealing with this for at least 15 years, 20 years, and I was just sick of it. At the same time, I wasn't happy. I wasn't happy in my body. I wasn't happy with the changes, but I just kept blowing it off. And so every time this would come up, like, you should still be health coaching. You know, I would get that little conviction in my spirit, like you need to be helping people with this. Like, people are dying from diet-related illnesses every day, and moms are not able to parent their children or to be the wife that they want to be because they're held back by this weight. And I just could not get over not being able to do it myself. And so I was constantly chasing shiny things. I had all the tools at my disposal. I knew how to apply them. I knew how to help other people do it. And I just couldn't do it myself. And I just constantly was like, Lord, why can't I do this? Like, what is this all about? Why can I not get past this? And so I did a test that told me what was going on in my gut and told me how to eat. And then I did, I think I did two of those, actually. And then I also did a cheek swab, which tells you how to eat for your body and for your DNA, which honestly is very helpful. But again, I didn't apply it. I was all excited to get it, and I didn't apply it. And then I'm trying to think of what else I've done. I read a book called The Obesity Code, which makes absolute sense as to why it's tough for you to lose weight, or you feel like no matter what you do, you never lose weight. I actually have read that twice. I've read several books by different people saying you can just eat in moderation, you can just take this out, you know, keto is the best way, vegan is the best way. My latest thing has been intermittent fasting. I have family members that have lost a ton of weight intermittent fasting, but I've also watched them go off that and gain some back. And then there's all, you know, the diets where you basically eat 1,200 calories a day and you lose a ton of weight, but the minute you go off it, you gain it all back. And I also found out that I was very high for rebound weight gain, which means if I lost it, I had to be very careful that I would gain it back. And then usually plus some. So I'm going through all these things and getting extremely frustrated and getting in my head about it. And when I get in my head about it, then it would just take me lower. Like, I would want to eat because I was upset and I was kind of depressed about it. And I was just to the point where I was in my devotions in the morning, like, crying out to the Lord and being like, why can I not get past this? Like, why can I not lose this weight? What is going on? And over probably the last year, I've been feeling the conviction that it's because I make food an idol. And that's like a punch in the gut. Like, that is so hard. And so the first questions I kind of started asking myself were, why can you not stop eating? Like, why do you want a bite of this donut and then you eat two or three? Like, why are you so stuck in the way that this tastes to you? Why can you not just have enough? Why can you not stop when you're full? Why can you not say no to something? Like, why does food have this power over you? And so I started digging into that and the feelings I was having and asking myself, are you really hungry or is something else going on? And I'm not ready to share what the tipping point was yet, but there was a tipping point where I finally got to, honestly, I think the Lord revealed it to me, and there was something that happened in my life on a daily basis that was causing me to run to food for comfort. And I could see myself doing it. And I didn't like the feeling that I was being ruled by something and that something had a hold on me that I couldn't quit. And the realization of what was causing it, and then also the realization that it's a choice that I'm making. And as a Christian, I'm being disobedient. Like, I feel that conviction when I'm overeating. The Bible tells us not to overeat. In fact, it says if you're prone to gluttony, to put a knife to your throat. Like, that's some crazy stuff. If you're prone to gluttony, put a knife to your throat. Like, there's obviously a reason why the Lord doesn't want us to overeat. And if you not you necessarily, but if I look over my life, there's so many things that I don't do because of my weight. Like, I sweat so bad in the summer. Like, terrible. I mean, like, I can't go do anything outside if it's the least bit warm because I sweat like I just got out of the shower. Like, my hair will be wet. It's kind of a joke around my family. But I will pick and choose to do things or not do things based on that because it's embarrassing. I love to fly. I love it. But I also, if I am on a plane and I'm not with my husband so that we can kind of, you know, snuggle up, like, I hate the feeling of hanging over into somebody else's chair. Like, I hate sitting close to people because I feel like I'm taking up too much space. There's a lot of things that I don't do just because they're uncomfortable, or I had some back problems and I'm scared that I'm kind of clumsy and that I'm gonna re-injure my back because I am overweight and I'm not like agile, and there's just so many things that I could go into, but it's definitely hampering the way I do things. Going out and doing things with a group, I am constantly aware of how my clothes are sitting and if they're tucked into fat rolls, or, you know, if things are hanging out that shouldn't be, and I'm constantly pulling at my clothes and it's just uncomfortable. And so, I say I'm a homebody and I love being at home, and I absolutely do. But I think a lot of that is just because I'm so uncomfortable and I'm so hyper aware of everything around me. And so all of that to say, I have been feeling this conviction from the Lord, and that this is stepping over into the disobedience category and an idol category. And it's not just about the weight. It's about me loving him enough to treat my body the way that he asks me to treat it. And I watched a YouTube video by Derek Prince the other day, and it was like the final straw for me. Like, listening to him talk about how we treat our body and how the Lord sees it when we treat our bodies like a trash can, and when we basically allow our children to treat their body as a trash can, or maybe they're little and we're actually like doing it to them, like they don't even know the difference, and we're setting them up for a lifetime of sickness and disease, because that's what happens when we constantly feed our body trash. And so I felt this conviction, and I started talking back and forth to one of my friends about it. And I'm like, I just feel like this whole time, this whole building a business has been hard for me because I've been running from what the Lord is telling me to do. I've been running from, I mean, there's several times that I have put out on social media that I was going to do health coaching, like nutrition coaching or whatever. And then I fall off because I'm not living it. Like, I'm not walking that road, and I feel guilty and I feel convicted about that. And so I'll just come up with excuses and back off. And that just lets me off the hook to go eat whatever I want and how much of what I want, and to never change things. And I've been super, super convicted of that. And like, that just cannot continue to go on. I can't ask the Lord to bless me and to bless my business efforts when I know very clearly now what he's calling me to do, and that is to go first. That is to deny myself daily. That is to not let gluttony take over, and to not overeat, and to not constantly put food in my mouth just because I want something to do, or I'm bored, or because that's the habit that I've made. I'm supposed to walk this road myself first. And I know that there are so many women out there that are suffering, and they may not even know that it's because of their weight. And body positivity is such a big thing now. And I think that if there's things that you can't change about your body, you should absolutely embrace those. But to say that you're overweight because you had kids, or you're overweight because you're getting older, or you're overweight because whatever your excuse is, it's just an excuse. It's just an excuse to continue living the way you want. And this is something that's not talked about in the church. You know, we talk about adultery. We talk about drunkenness. We talk about gossip. We talk about all these things. And those aren't bad, obviously. Like, you're not, we shouldn't be doing those things either. But nobody ever talks about the elephant in the room, which is weight. Like, we center our church parties around food and around cookies and casseroles and all these things that do not nourish your body. And that's just what our church does today. And if we're living by the Bible and walking out what the Bible tells us to do, we should be an example. We shouldn't blend in with the rest of society that medicates with food and that eats when they're happy and eats when they're sad. Like, that's what drug addicts do. Like, they're always looking for their next fix. And I've been so convicted of this lately that I don't look any different than anybody else. And yet I say I follow Christ. So if I don't change this, I'm fairly certain that I probably am insulin resistant. I may be pre-diabetic. To look at me, you'd never know. Like, I look healthy. I work out every day. I work out hard. But if I don't do something about it, eventually that's going to catch up with me. And eventually I'm going to be sick and be restricted. And how am I going to advance the kingdom if I can't even get out of bed or if I'm in the hospital? How am I going to help my kids if I can't even do anything at home? Or how am I going to support my husband if he has to take care of me instead of doing other things? And is that a good use of money if I end up in the hospital or have to be put on meds? Is that a good use of money that he's working so hard to make because I continue to bow to the idol of food? This has just been such a huge realization, and honestly, it feels like a weight lifted off my shoulders. It feels like freedom. I can see freedom on the other side. And I've shared so many times that, oh, I lost 10 pounds, like, it's different this time. It wasn't, but this time it is. This time it's different. This time I can see where I'm going. I can see the hard things that are going to pop up. I know how to change my mindset now. I know how to, the thing is, if you walk by the Holy Spirit, you have self-control. You don't need to pray for it every day. Like, you have it within you. You have to choose it. And the Bible says that the Lord always gives us an out when we're tempted. And we have it within us. We have that self-control to be able to choose that out and to not give in to that temptation. And so I was certified through Revelation Wellness, which talks about faith before food. It is another fitness ministry. And even walking through that, I still just didn't get it. Like, it still just was something that I just pushed away. I wasn't ready to deal with it. And now I am. Now I'm ready for things to change. And I can see now how all of this can work together, how it has to work together. I always thought that I wanted to talk about life coaching because I like having those deep conversations and I like the habit change and figuring out why we do the things we do. But that's just as important in weight loss and in getting our bodies healthy. And if you don't have that, it doesn't matter what diet you follow or how you eat. You're still going to either go back to the way you were before or you're not even going to start because your mind's not in the right place. And so now that I know the steps that it takes to get in the right mindset and I know the steps that help you to change your diet and change it for good, I just know that this the whole time is what I'm supposed to have been doing, and I have repented for my disobedience and my years of making food an idol and making it more important than dealing with what's going on. You know, the Bible tells us to take our thoughts captive, and I wasn't doing that. I was using food to medicate, and that's no different than using alcohol to medicate or using drugs to medicate or sex to medicate. You know, there's so many things that people are addicted to, and for me, that's been food, and it's just not acceptable anymore. For me to move closer in my relationship with Christ, I have to get all of the strongholds and all of the blocks out of the way. I can't expect him to bless me or to bless the business I'm building or anything like that, when I know very well that I have something that's between him and I that's grieving him, and I don't take care of it. And so I'm not sure what this looks like yet. I'm working on it. I do have coaching programs for life coaching, but they're going to be changing. I'm going to be adding back in the health aspect of it, and I think it's so important. And you absolutely, how you do one thing is how you do everything. So if you're changing your mindset around food and changing the way you eat and changing the way you think about food, that's absolutely going to bleed over into other areas of your life as well. And I was very tired last week. It was a struggle to get through my workouts. I was kind of whiny. And this week, I'm just, like, today just feels like an awesome day. Like, I'm so ready for this. I know there's going to be challenges, but I know that I have the ability to work through them. And I just feel like a weight is lifted off my shoulders. And I'm so excited to walk this road out. And I'm so excited for the women that are going to come alongside me that need this as well. I'm so excited that we can do this in a way that is different than how society tells you to do it, and that we can focus on pleasing the Lord in our weight loss and in how we eat, and not having to cut out everything. You know, you can still have birthday cake at a party, and you don't have to give up all your favorite things, but it's the heart behind it. It's the mindset behind it. It's the making it an idol. And we're going to work on taking that away. And I thank you for staying along with me today. I know this was a long one, but I just felt called to get it out and to kind of publicly confess what's been going on. And feel free to reach out to me. If you have thoughts about it, there is a way to contact me in the show notes below. And you will definitely be seeing some more about this. So things are going to change a little bit, but I'm still definitely going to be talking about mindset and that sort of thing. So it'll change a little bit. We'll see how this progresses. But again, thank you so much for listening, and for everybody that's been so supportive of this podcast. And I hope that you'll continue to come back and walk this road with me. I hope you guys have a great day, and I will talk to you again on Thursday. Bye, everybody. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes, and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today. Praying for you daily, Nicole.